T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, Salt, on the phone with us right now is Kelly from West Springfield. All right, Kelly, what do you do for a living?
Medical assistant.
Wow, we have a lot of people in the medical arts listening to us.
And I hope that not a lot of people that are sick are trying to get treatment right now and our game's impeding it.
All right, I'm going to go
I'm
in the
on
hallway.
My way to work.
All right, Kelly, you know how this works. We're kicking Christine out of the studio. 5 questions of pop culture trivia. If you can get more right than Christine, you are going to win those season passes to Six Flags, okay?
Okay.
Christine's record, 584 wins, 68 losses, hasn't lost since July 31st.
Okay.
Don't be scared. It's all right. It's all right. Question 1. Kevin Hart raked in $59 million over the past year, making him number 1 on the list of world's highest paid comedians. Which comedian who hosts Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee was previously number 1 for the past 13 years?
Oh, I don't even know.
Ooh, sorry. All right, question number 2. David Hasselhoff has a new album and it's full of collaborations, including Charlie Daniels and Flock of Seagulls. Now, David Hasselhoff was well known for being on Knight Rider and Baywatch. Which of those two was on the air longer?
Baywatch.
We're on the board. Question number 3. Jay-Z will reportedly be buying an NFL team. Some think it's a bit hypocritical considering he was a vocal supporter of which NFL player that started taking a knee during the national anthem?
I don't know how to say his last name. Napernick or something?
I'm going to give it to you. Question number 4. Kira Sedgwick turning 54 today. She played Deputy Chief Brenda Lee Johnson on The Closer. She had a bit of a southern accent on that one, if you remember. She's also married to which famous actor that everyone is 6 degrees separated from? I'll give you a hint. His last name is a delicious breakfast food. Kelly?
No, nothing.
Nothing? Okay. Sorry. And question number 5. Good Boys, number 1 at the box office, making it the first R-rated movie in 3 years to debut at that spot. You haven't heard of any of the actors in it, but it's produced from what stoner star of Knocked Up, Pineapple Express, and this year's Lion King?
Seth Rogen.
All right. Let's get Christine back in studio. I thought I lost you there in the middle, Kelly. You're a little quiet. A little quiet assassin.
She's a quiet assassin?
She's a silent assassin. Kelly got 3 out of 5 correct.
Oh, damn, Kelly. All right, it's on.
All right, let's do this, girl. Question 1. Kevin Hart raked in $59 million this past year, making him number 1 on the list of world's highest paid comedians. Which comedian who hosted Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee previously number 1 for the past 13 years?
Jerry Seinfeld.
1-0. Question 2. David Hasselhoff, new album full of collaborations with Charlie Daniels and Flock of Seagulls.
Yes.
Which of his 2 most well-known projects ran longer, Knight Rider or Baywatch?
Oh, wow. Great question.
I know.
It's just a guess. Baywatch?
Yeah, not even close. 4 seasons to 11. All right, 2-1 for Christine. Jay-Z reportedly buying an NFL team. Some think it's a bit hypocritical considering he was a vocal supporter of which NFL player that started taking a knee during the national anthem?
Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick is the correct pronunciation. Kelly had an alternate pronunciation.
Hey, alternatives work.
But we gave it to her.
Okay.
All right, Kira Sedgwick, 54 today. She played Deputy Chief Brenda Lee Johnson on The Closer. She's married to which famous actor that everyone is 6 degrees separated from?
Kevin Bacon.
Like I said, a delicious breakfast food as well. And finally, Good Boys, number 1 at the box office, making it the first R-rated movie in 3 years to debut there. You haven't heard of any of the actors in it, but it's produced from what stoner star of Knocked Up, Pineapple Express, and this year's Lion King?
Oh, no. Oh, it's not. You said a stoner star? It's not Seth Rogen. It's what's his face? John Favreau?
Oh, sorry. Seth Rogen would have been correct.
Seth Rogen produced The Lion King?
No, he starred in it.
Oh, I thought you said he produced it.
No, he starred in it.
Oh, got you.
You
got
to listen. Were you on the stoner train this morning?
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
All right, Kelly. Well, Christine gets the victory 4-3. I'm sorry, Kelly.